Jerry Bader Show, 1025. All right, Jason, see if you can fill in the blank here. Rather than take calls on this, we'll have Jason see if he can get this. More than three-quarters of voters, 76%, are convinced that ... This poll was released yesterday by FoxNews.com. More than three-quarters of voters, 76%, are convinced that ... Let's just see if this is top of mind. That the country is headed to hell? Headed in the right direction. Well, that would be a shocking result. This, I'll give you a hint, this is not a shocking result. That we're headed in the wrong direction. No, it's very specific. They were asked their opinion about something. Oh, everybody knows what it is. Yeah. All right. Jason's answering the phone, so somebody's going to give it to him. I know that informed listeners out there know what this is. That's why I asked Jason. That's why I asked Jason. I know you would know. 76% of voters believe the IRS is not being honest about Lois Lerner's emails and that they were deliberately destroyed. 76% believe this is a Rosemary Woods 18 and a half minute moment. 76%. By the way, that's 90% of Republicans, 74% of independents, and 63% of Democrats. So 36% of Democrats are dullards, huh? That they'll just hang in there, and no matter what, boy, they'll back their guy. Uh, 12% of voters believe the emails were destroyed accidentally. You got to figure 11 and 9/10 of those are Democrats. Another 12% were unsure. Now, there's more on this. So, did they have a legal responsibility to protect those? They claim they did what they had to do. The Wall Street Journal has an opinion piece today. The agency had a legal obligation to retain the records it lost, regardless of how it lost them. The IRS is spinning a tale of bureaucratic incompetence to explain the vanishing emails from former tax-exempt organization Donye Lois Lerner and six other IRS employees. We have less faith by the minute that there is an innocent explanation for this failure to cooperate with Congress. But even if true, it doesn't matter. The IRS was under a legal obligation to retain the information because of a litigation hold. Listen to this. In 2009, a pro-Israel group called Z Street applied to the IRS for tax-exempt status. When the process was delayed, an IRS agent told the group that its application was undergoing special review because these cases are being sent to a special unit in the D.C. office to determine whether the organization's activities contradict the administration's public policies. In August 2010, Z Street sued the IRS on grounds that this selective processing of its application amounted to viewpoint discrimination. Under the federal rules of civil procedure and legal precedent, once the suit was filed, the IRS was required to preserve all evidence relevant to the viewpoint discrimination charge. That means that no matter what dog ate Lois Lerner's hard drive or what the IRS habit was of recycling the tapes used to back up its email records of taxpayer information, it had a legal duty not to destroy the evidence in ongoing litigation. In private white-collar cases, companies facing a lawsuit routinely operate under what is known as a litigation hold, instructing employees to affirmatively retain all documents related to the potential litigation. Failure to do that and any resulting document loss amounts to what is called willful spoliation or deliberate destruction of evidence if any of the destroyed documents were potentially relevant to the litigation. At the IRS, the requirement applied to all correspondence regarding Z Street, as well as to information related to the vetting of conservative groups whose applications for tax-exempt status were delayed during an election season. Instead, and incredibly, the IRS canceled its contract. Email archiving firm Sonosoft shortly after Ms. Lerner's computer crash in June 2011. They had an absolute legal obligation here because of this litigation. My God, three-fourths of the country realizes what a sham this is. But it still isn't getting the Watergate treatment, and it's worse than Watergate. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.